Emergency responders this month dealt with an unlikely event, a natural gas pipeline explosion in Beaver County. As a different pipeline called Mariner East 2 nears completion, a State Impact Pennsylvania series examines issues related to the project that crosses the Commonwealth. Today, 90.5 WESA's Amy Sisk looks at how first responders have prepared for a potential emergency.
Bob Rossetti drives this road in rural Westmoreland County all the time. It passes a lush valley, and a radio tower juts out of the ground in the distance. Today, the chief of the Forbes Road Volunteer Fire Department is in his engine, recollecting a gas pipeline explosion 2 years ago.
You know, the flames were way higher than the tower. You could not see the tower. The road here was all smoking. It had rained that morning, and it was pulling the steam up off the road.
The blast destroyed a home and severely burned a man. Now, the Mariner East 2 pipeline has gone in a couple miles north. Pipeline explosions are rare, but if one happens on that line, Rossetti will be among the first to respond again. Back in the fire hall, he says on one hand, he's prepared.
I'm very comfortable with the gas in the area because of the exposure and the training that we have to it.
On the other hand,
I would be lying to you if I did tell you that the propane does concern me very much, though. Yes, it does.
Mariner East 2 starts in Ohio and will carry propane, butane, and ethane in liquid form to Philadelphia. Those substances would turn into gas if they escape and stay low to the ground until they disperse. Rossetti envisions a major leak and a spark could lead to this worst-case scenario.
Now we have a big cloud that may be a mile wide laying on the ground. It's going to be one hell of a boom.
If a pipeline explodes, it often falls to the pipeline company to stop its flow of gas. That's according to Patrick Pauly, who recently retired from the State Fire Academy.
The fire department's not going to be able to do anything as far as mitigating that leak.
An explosion might be so big or hot that firefighters couldn't get close enough anyway. So their role is to manage the area around the incident.
Evacuation may be necessary depending on where it's at.
Along the road where the explosion happened in 2016, Rossetti describes how the day played out. His department helped residents flee and sprayed water on homes to prevent them from catching fire, while workers for pipeline operator Spectra Energy closed valves.
Once they shut that down, it went from looking like a blowtorch, it went to what we would describe as looking like a candle flickering.
With the new pipeline coming through, Rossetti and others from his department attended a training hosted by Energy Transfer Partners. The company says more than 2,000 first responders have participated in trainings for its Mariner pipelines. A spokesperson says the company, quote, literally hired the guy who wrote the book on pipeline emergencies to lead many of its Mariner East 2 sessions. That's consultant Gregory Knoll. He writes in an email that he showed responders how to size up an incident. Is the gas leaking or is it on fire? Is the incident getting bigger? And do responders know the full scope of the problem? Knoll is working with the State Fire Academy and operators to streamline the variety of pipeline trainings available to first responders in Pennsylvania. Pauly heads up that effort.
Rather than several operating companies offering very similar, almost identical programs, if we could get to one specific or two specific programs, then, you know, we might eliminate some duplication.
In Beaver County, several new pipelines are keeping Director of Emergency Services Eric Brewer busy attending trainings, like on this September day.
Just came out of it about 10 minutes ago.
The meeting for a proposed Shell pipeline was scheduled coincidentally for the day after a section of a different pipeline blew up in the county. Energy Transfer Partners, the same company building Mariner East 2, owns that line. No one was injured, but it burned a home and knocked down power lines. Brewer's advice to first responders along Mariner East 2 is simple.
Meet with the company beforehand. Get with them, get some good contact numbers, get their...
He says that step is key so that a catastrophe isn't the first time they meet. Amy Sisk, 90.5 WESA News.